Like this 1981, Yud Tes Adar Sheni Hashem Tavshim Emal Lihanoha.
Judith the Rambam, in regard to Cheshmi Zarab or in Cheshmi Zarab. So we saw that even though the Rambam, just like the Rosh and the Rashbo, passed that it is Sofich, because the Gemara says in regard to Rabbi Yudis, who can be Saptalei, and the Gemara in Suvet, that Kutidalev says that we passed like Rabbi Yudis, but there is a basic machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam's understanding of Svukim Isapkalei and the Rashba and the Rosh understanding and the Tur's understanding of Svukim Isapkalei. Because according to the Rashba and the Rosh and the Tur, Svukim Isapkalei is a sofik, whether Cheshim is there or in Cheshim is there. That's why the Rashba and the Rosh and the Tur, they say that if, let's say, an Ace was Boal Atzvio, and then they had a bus, and the bus had another bus, and then he was Sheikhin, the bus and the granddaughter, and the bus are bus. So the two, the Rashbo, the Rosh, and the two say, it's Osea, but they like you know. Why is it in like you know? Because it's a subject where the Cheshishim is out, or in Cheshishim is out. So really there is a possibility. There is a possibility that Ein Cheshishim is a Rav. If Ein Cheshishim is a Rav, so that means that the daughter whose father is a behemoth, but the mother is a Chayo. So the daughter has a status of a full Chayo. So how can the Chayo Malkes if he shares the daughter and the granddaughter? Masha'im came, the Rambam passes that he is like it. So he said that according to the Rambam, it's not a sofik like any other sofik where you don't know. This is the sofik that even Eliyahu couldn't be mevarech. That's the Kabbalah, in other words, because it's like Binash Moshes, the Ritva says, in Yumed Achim Ches. It's a deep sofik because it partakes of two antithetical aspects. So the reason as to why the halacha is, according to Rabbi Yudeh, that if somebody shechts the father behemoth and the child behemoth, so his potter of malkes is not because it's a real sofik. We don't know whether he's a father or is not a father. In other words, you see, the rabbanon say that in cheshishim is there. Why not? But we know that's the biological father in kol chachor. So that means, since there is no special relationship in a behemoth between the biological father and the child, so the male, he doesn't have a din of a father. He doesn't have a din of a father. And Hananiah says, even though he's not kol chachov, cheshon zarah. In other words, because too psychologically he's not a father, but biologically he's a father. So that is enough. And Rabbi Yudah is looking this afternoon, so it means it's like the sofik of Binash Moshes, according to the ritual. In other words, it partakes of two antithetical aspects. On one hand, biologically, he's the father, so he's the father. On the other hand, psychologically, I mean, there is no more relationship between the biological father behemoth and the child than between the child behemoth and any other behemoth, any other grown-up behemoth. So the male, he is a father, he's not a father. So it's a deep sofik. So we cannot give him malchus if he shares the father and the baby. But being Masha'im came, in the case where Neiz is Boal Atzibyo, is Boal Atzibyo, and then the bas, and then the bas of the bas, and then the Moshech in the bas and the bas of bas. So then, in view of the fact that it's a deep sofik, so Memele, partly, so the Neiz is the father of the bas. So he's a biological father. So mainly that is enough to give him a halishem of mixashem or mixasem. And since here there is a zakosim, that's why the Rambam passes sheyav afilu mixashem, sey afilu mixasem. So mainly that means that he is a hybrid of him. The bas is a hybrid. It's a chotzi behemo and chotzi chayo. If it's a chotzi behemo and chotzi chayo, so and then he shechts this chotzi behemo and chotzi chayo. So because of the aloche of seva from mitzase is chayo malchus too. This is Shnei Rambam. Now, Masha'im, according to the Rosh and the Rashbo and the Tur, So Svukim is after it's a real zombie. So you mount this because maybe Klapi Shmaya is Galiad. Klapi Shmaya is Galiad that is that Ein Chayishim is Arab, that he doesn't have a din of the father. So Mele, if Klapi Shmaya is Galiad, that he does, if objectively he's not a father. So Mele was Sheikhit a Chayo and his Bas. So Mele is part of Malkus. Now, there is another Rambam that the Rosh is Masi. And it seems to me that the reason is why the Rambam says in Klein what he says is also because of the same concept. And I think that this is what Radvaz means. Now, in Perikes Milches Klein, Halochevo, the Rambam says, Hayludim min Aklai, im hoyoim eseyem min echot, muta la'archivan zelze. That means a parent. So it's a hybrid. So one parent is a suz, is a horse, and the other parent is a donkey. So, Hayludim min Aklaim, so you can have two kinds of body. You can have a parent whose father is a suz, and the mother a chameya, and vice versa. You can have a parrot whose father is a chameya, and the mother is a shuz. So, hayyudim, so the Rambam says, in the Tesla Chesvayim, halochevo, hayyudim in aklayim, im hoyo im iseye min echot, if the mothers are the same mean, let's say, the mothers, you have two mules, two prodi, and one parrot, and both body, so have a chamir as a mother. Chamir as a mother. Because they are the same name. In other words, one parrot, so has his mother a chamir. And the other parrot has the mother is suso. So then, it's also a lot of people, because there is a lot of the hemtechol is a biyat light. You're not allowed to affect a boy between two species. We milky boy. And suppose he's milky. One parrot whose mother is a chameo, upon another parrot whose mother is a suso, so he's high voltage. V'chei in hirki ze anila al fila al minimo yoik. Suppose, let's say, you have one parent whose mother is a chameo and the father is Zeus, and then he was malkibet anechameo mamesh. Anechameo mamesh. He is also chayim mamesh. Alright. Now, so v'orosh, so the Kesef Mishnah says, ויורוש תמה או רבינו, שפוסה, אם הויו עם מסייר, משני מיני, עושו להרכיבון זה על זה, ואם ירכיבון להיקי, וכן אם ירכי, זה אני לד אפילו, אני נימי להיקי, ודיקומר, אם הויו עם מסייר, משני מיני להיקי, על מפשיטה לידי חי שישי מזה רעב. Because if it hadn't been a pshites that in Chai Shishi, and it would be considered that maybe it's Chayshishim. So how can you get Malkes? How can you get Malkes if one parrot has a mother in Suso, and the other parrot has a mother in Chameiro, and he's marked one and the other? So the Rambam says it's high Malkes. But if the Shiva Rambam means that there is that possibly, It's Chayshishim Lizerav. If it's Chayshishim Lizerav, if it's possible that it's, if there is a possibility that it's Chayshishim Lizerav, so that means that the parent whose mother is a Chameiro and the father is Sus is half Sus, half Chameiro, and the parent whose mother is a Suso, and the father of Chameya is also a Suso of Chameya. So it's the same meaning. What difference does it make? How one is half Suso of Chameya? Whether he's half Chameya through the mother's side, or he's half Chameya through the father's side. But on the whole, each one of the Prodi is Hef Susef Chameya. So the fact that the Rambam says that when you are, you see, the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda himself says what the Rambam says, but there is one addition that the Rambam mentions. Rabbi Yehuda only says that you're not allowed to be Malki, a parrot whose mother is a Chameiro, or Pani parrot whose mother is a Susef. But the Rambam says if he was Malki, he's high Malkis. That Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say. So the Rosh says, no, Rabbi Yehuda is Misofik. So that's the reason as to why he says, Misofik, you shouldn't be Malki. You shouldn't be Malki. Because maybe Ein Cheshishim Zara. Say not allowed. But Malkis he cannot give, because maybe it's Cheshishim Zara. If it's Cheshishim Zara, so that means that each parent is Hepsus and Chamel. What difference does it make? How he inherits the status of Hep Chameya, whether he inherits the status of Hep Chameya from the father or from the mother. So one parent is a Hep Chameya, is Hep Chameya because of inheritance from the mother, and the other parent is Hep Chameya because of inheritance from the father. But so they're the same meaning. So he says, "V'dikoma rimonim b'seger shneminim v'ike alma pshtel idein cheshon zahav v'oda koma." So if it's a pshite zetein cheshon zahav, in other words, we don't recognize the validity of paternal parenthood in animals. So why do we say im hirki zehanilad afil aminimei is leike? Is like it. So why does Ram say that if, let's say, a parent has a mother a chameo and a father a Zeus, so he's marked I'm a chameo, so then it's like it. Why is it like it? Is if it's a pshites that ain't chesed zarah, so that means that the parent is completely chameo, because the mother's status and the father's status has no significance. So he's massive. So he's massive. So what is the shita of the Rosh? That's the shita of the that's the shita of the Brashbo and the Tur and Yodeye. That in such a case there is no Malkis. Either way. It's also either way. It's something. But there is no Malkis either way. But according to the Rambam, there is Malkis either way. So the Rambam can be explained in the same way. And I think this is what Radbaz means. Because according to the Rambam, it's not a socket that is called totally to song with the egg. So we cannot say if Kilap Ishmael is Dalia that is Eichel Zara. Kilap Ishmael is Dalia that is in socket. Because he is a father and he is not a father. So the Mele, he is partly a father and partly not a father. But there is more significance in the maternal parenthood than in the paternal parenthood, because the mother Behemo is a full mother. She is a mother in the biological sense, and she is a mother in the psychological sense, and that's important because the Gemara spells it out. Because the Rabbanon of Hananiah will say, "Chayim Zarah," say why Chayim. Because in Kol Chachav of him, in Kol Chachav made. So in other words, so even though Rabbi Yehuda is looking misakle, in other words, that the fact that he is a biological father, that is also of significance. But he's not a full father because he's not a psychological father. Mashiach, the mother, is a biological parent and a psychological parent. So in other words, there is more significance, more parenthood in the maternal parenthood than in the paternal parenthood. Because in the maternal parenthood we only have biological parenthood, not psychological, and in the paternal. But in the maternal we have both biological and psychological parenthood. So in the male, so if you have one parent whose mother is a chameo and the father is Isus, so that means he's both, but it's not 50-50. It's not 50-50. He is both, but he's predominantly a chamer, the parent, because the mother is a chamer. And he's only secondarily a issus, the other parent, so he's the other way around. So the mother is a suso, and the father is a chamer. So the other parent, so he's predominantly issus, and secondarily a chamer. So it's two different meanings. One is predominantly the chamer species, and the other parent is predominantly the sus species. So in many ways, it involves the love of the hemtos of the life. So there is malchus. Now suppose you have a parent whose mother is a chamer and the father is a sus, and you are marketing an chamer mamesh. So again, the chamer mamesh is a chamer, is 100% chamer. And the parent whose mother is a chamer, so he's predominantly chamer, but he has mitzvahs of the sus also in him. So again, he's a different me, he's two separate me. So that's why, in either case, he sees way. Now, I think this is what the Radvaz means. So, because of a rose out of Mui, so, ובמייד כסיד נלי עושה שפיה דלי לא מכי שישים מזר אוב להוקי הילתח אם הם מסיים שני מינים הבפיים ולהיקי בוט להחמי על יצחי שישים so it doesn't mean because of his sophical song in the accident so had a kushya reduchte he means it's not because of his sophical song in the air it's in the deen in other words he's mixed as that and mixed as that so in melee he's linking both situations. Now, the next simen yudzai. So Gemara. The Gemara, the basis of that simen, is the Gemara Daf Lamedzayin. Now, I'm assuming that you went over the Tublat Gemara. So I just want to read the Mishnah and then certain portions of the Gemara before we go over in the simen in Tur and Mishnah. Daf Lamedzayin Lamedalo, the Mishnah. Hamshechet esam sukenes. Now, there is a basic distinction between treifah and misukenes. Now you ask, what's the difference? After all, treifah by definition is a behemoth that has a certain defect on account of which it cannot survive very long. It cannot live the normal span of life. It cannot survive for more than the base chayes. Whether it means it cannot survive even with medical treatment, or it means it cannot survive without medical treatment, that we'll discuss when we'll learn treifa sefer Pesach. But by definition, treifa means inachal. It cannot survive very long. So, and what's misikenes? Misikenes is also a behemoth that is on the verge of death. So how is it that the treifa is asur and misikenes is not asur? So the Gemara discusses it. How do we know? But this is the halacha. Misukenes, even though it's destined to die very quickly, even in a shorter time than a treifa, because a treifa can survive for a mischiyush, whereas a misukenes will not be able to survive even for half an hour. Still, a treifa is a sorbachilo, a misukenes is not a sorbachilo. Why shouldn't every misukenes be considered a treifa? So the Rambam explains it. I mean, that's according to all the machine, but the Rambam explains it. In other words, treifa, by definition, is a behemoth that has an organic defect on account of which it cannot survive. A perforated lung, this, that, I mean, so we have all kinds of papers. We have Nikubo, Hasero, Nitulo, Psuko. So all these categories of Trefo, whether it's Hasero, Nikubo, Psuko, Nitulo, so they represent an organic difference. But Misukenes doesn't mean that the behemoth has an organic defect on account of which it is destined to die very shortly, but a functional defect, not an organic. There is nothing organic, there is no organic defect, just a functional defect. So then she doesn't become a trefo. So then she is miscellaneous. Then it's miscellaneous. So miscellaneous is mutaras bachila. As long as you manage to share the behemoth while the behemoth is still alive. But sometimes a certain behemoth might be so misukenes that we can consider as to whether at the time of the expiration of the life of the behemoth was whether it was still living, at the time of the consummation of the shrit. So that's the whole child that is involved in the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. And in this Simen Yud, when do we say that even though the behemoth is a misukenes, but we can take it for granted that the consummation of the shrite took place while her life has not expired as yet? And when is there a sophic? Maybe the consummation of the shrite took place after the life expired. Oh, so Hashem is a Mishkenes. Reb Shimon ben Leilei Meir, Ad Shetifal Cheiz, V'yadu V'regel. So we should be able to see that the behemoth of the Mishkenes that was slaughtered, so after the Shrite was able to jerk with its foreleg or with its hind leg. So in a split second after the conservation, the completion of the Shrite, we saw that the behemoth jerked its foreleg or its hind leg, so it's a raya that the time when the life expired, so the life of the behemoth expired, it was at the time that the shrita was consummated, so the life of the behemoth did not as yet expire. The blazerim dioy in zinc, it is enough, even if we don't see that the misukenes that was slaughtered was able to jerk its foreleg or its hind leg. But as long as we saw that immediately after the shrite, it started to spurt the blood in the form of a jet, so that's a raya that it was still living. Because had it been dead at the time, so the blood wouldn't spurt in the form of a jet. Omer Rabshim, Hashim Kedalayo, Ulemocha Hishki, Umotzo stolen laying down, Sheiro, Shezilko, Uchimidas Rabbezah, according to the Rabbezah's view. If I say he was shaved at night, so he couldn't see. But then in the morning he saw that the kinsley bisashite was fleshed with so much blood. So you understand that it spurted the blood. So the man was shaved. But Hachomi Meimrin, that's according to Rabbezah. Achetifal his biyadu beregel. In other words, the spurting of blood is no indication, is no raya that at the consummation of the shrites the behemoth was still alive. But what is raya? The jerking of the yad of the regel. Oy achetashki bizno. Oh, she moved with the tail. Echo beimadako, echo beimadas. Beimadako she poshto yodo velo yarziro usulo. If a behemoth dako at the end of the shrite just stretched out its foreleg and didn't take it back, so there is no raya that was still alive at the end of the shrite, because that kind of movement might be symptomatic of the expiration of a life.
Bechesves misikenes. Avon hoiso bechesves brio. Avroim v'echem v'atzimonim alo l'cheiro. If not misikenes, then we don't have to look for all these signs. It's only if it's misikenes, so then there is a doubt. Maybe the behemoth is already dead before the consummation of the shechita. But if not misikenes, so there is no shaila. Now then the Gemara goes into whole discussion, how do we know that misikenes is a muteres? That's not important for our purpose right now. So, but then the Gemara says, the 11th line from the end of Dome, the Flam Zayin of Beis. Here is Dome in Mishikeres. Omer Rav Yudah Barav, Kol Shem Amidin Eisov in Imeres. What do you call Mishikeres? Does that mean every behemoth that is sick? So it's to be treated like it's Mishikeres, and we have to look for this money of jerking with the Heimlich, Fallen, Heimlich. So what is Mishikenes? So if she cannot stand up, she cannot keep its balance, if the behemoth is so weak that it cannot keep its balance, so that means that it's Mishikenes. Rav Hanime Bashaumie Mishmeiderav Omar Afilu Incheles Bakios. In other words, even as long as it cannot keep its balance, even if it is capable of eating beams of wood, so it's still considered a musician. So how is it able to eat beams? Well, so that's one of the potentials of a behemoth. She can eat all the time, even if she is musician. That's even more. I mean, bakias, I suppose, are logs of wood, and kereis are beams. Bisure mas nohochi, bifudise mas nohochi. Heche damu musikenes, om rav yudam arav, kol shem amidinei sovrini meres. Cannot stand up. Vafu echeles bakias. Rove, rom vaches klomar, afu echeles kereis. Ashtu kon shmuel, zil talmid el rav, omalu, mai, om rav musikenes, omalu hoch om rav. Gobo, ויתילו רי, וקישקי שבאוזנו, הרי זה פירוס. אנחנו רואים את זה בהימו, at the end of the shrike, Lord, could emitted a big sound, a sound that is typical of a behemo. If it's low, ויתילו רי, or it exploded, וקישקי שבאוזנו, it moved with its tail, so that's a pirchus, that's the kind of a jerking that is symptomatic of life. Omalu, it's to the head. La zuze, une, shaneime. In other words, so is it necessary that should make a real movement with the ear? Shaneime, kol sheine, dvogim shamiso isen. My minu dvogim shamiso iso. In other words, so he says, that it's not necessary to have any particular movement, any specific movement. Any movement is a raya, is indicative of the existence of life, except if the movement is that kind of a movement that is symptomatic of exploration of life. In other words, when a behemoth, I suppose it's true of a human being too, sometimes when the life expires, so it is coupled with the stretching out of an arm, stretching out of a foreleg. So that kind of a movement is not pirchus. But any other movement that is not symptomatic of exploration of life is considered as a pirchus, and the male and the behavior is not that. So my new dvorim shabbi so eiso, omar avonon, lididi miforshu in the midmashmuel, hoiso yodo kufo, pashtoso dvorim shabbi so eiso. Pshuto mikofifo, dvorim shinami so eiso. Alright. My gemashmuel to yone, beim adako shiposhu yodo ni arziro psuo, shedo it's our snefesh, because that's symptomatic of exploration of life. Ho arziro, but it drew back the foreleg, so cheo. I must listen, have a minute back in the Kaifu, Pashto, or the Kaifu, I will push them because of Loi Komash. So, Gemara says, Meitzvah, Rabbi Yisi Eimeo, Hoyo Rabbi Yisi, go, Bishash Kite in the Pirchus. In other words, if the Behemoth, Bishash Kite, lows, emits a sound, so that's not Pirchus. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehi say in the Mishmei, Afilu Tilu Rei, Vikish Kisho Bizno Rei, the Pirus. Kashi Goy Ago, Kashi Rei Arei, Goy Ago Loi Kashi. Hodo of a cow, Hodo of a cow. In other words, if it is a low sound, if the Reimer needs a low sound, it's not indicative of life, it's not Pirus. And but if it's a heavy sound, so that if the behemoth meets a shrite, a heavy sound, so it is indicative of life. And rei arei namo lekashe, kam b'shisheses, kam b'masreses. So if the behemoth excretes vigorously, then it's indicative of life. But if the behemoth excretes mildly, so then, in other words, shisheses, mildly, so then it's not indicative of life. Omar afriz de pir kushom o b'seif shri. My b'seif shrite b'yemtza shrite. Lafu getchila shrite d'loi. Omar afriz de. No, so that this is Omar afriz de. Menu amnuloch ditnam behim odako shepoche yom yozir opsuo. Eim asilo in b'seif shrite kolei chatecho teizu. El la b'yemtza shrite. Omar lirobe leilom b'seif shrite. Shani eimer kol shereizi kei b'seif shrite b'yodua. שנשמו סוניטור עם הרכי דרכם. רב נחמה יצרוק אומר, פירקו שאומר בתחיל השחית. אומר רב נחמה יצרוק, נאמנו עוד איתן, אומר רב שימא, אשר אלוהי הוא אומר חומות יצרון ולעידם, שימא שזים פה, וחמילס רב רזר, ואומר שמו את זה בשחית השנים. אי אמר שאני מתחיל השחית השפיה, אלא המסעיק שלי גלוי חושבים הוא בתחיל השחית הזינקו, ודיום משען הזינים בדיודי, ומיודי ועתן רב זרעים די ומזינקו, Kaum mit Rab Gamliel Yodi mit Rab Omer Rabina und die Sonne bei Goya Akshe Baravuye die Baravuvram Vam Lachve die Baravuvram und mit Rabona Yodi wo er knall noch Achome Neima Shepar ist in Yadu Regel Rabona Heikaile Ilo Ima Rab Gamliel Kim Shepil des Omer Boyle Elo Shite Elo Rabweser Vyodi Mayad Robe Omer Piko Shombo Biseif Shrit So there is a Machlekes. When is it effective? Whether it's Bitrila Shrite, Beemza Shrite, or Bisei Shrite. Now, let's see how the tool and Shulchan Aruch Paskin opens the mouth. Misukenes and Mikenes Bishrite. Because of Misukenes, what is called Misukenes? She Nichei Olam. She Shemamid Meiso. After Ochol Baki is Mikenes. Even though the behemoth is able to devour logs of wood, beams of wood, as long as it cannot keep its balance, it's considered miskenes. Kitu shem yichil la'am yibachetz kis miskenes. V'yikeret v'shrite. Elo yikin reyim bo sinen shal yotzok yoso keinen mashrit. Umayi simono, yitato, so shetif sheit yodo v'tarzeheno etzo. V'chein, only if it stretches out the foreleg and draws it back. But suppose the behemo, at the end of the shrite, it stretches out the foreleg, doesn't draw it back, so then it's itras nefesh, it's symptomatic of itras nefesh, of itias nefesh. V'chein imo isha pshuto, ve'arzimose etzla, have a sinner, that's a kiyos, that's a sinner of life. The drawing back, but the stretching out of the foreleg is not a sinner of life. Avo poshto ve loy kofo, loy ma'am, she'in zel itras nefesh. And even human beings. So the Yitzias Nishome many times is coupled with the stretching out of the arms. V'anu milabiyat, avod regel, bein sheposhto v'loikofifo, oikofifo v'loiposhto, kshay. In other words, there is a difference between the foreleg and the hind leg. As a matter of fact, I mean the foreleg is the counterpart of the yad in a human being. The hind leg is the counterpart of the leg in a human being. And in a human being, Yitzias Nishome many times is coupled with the stretching out of the arm, not the stretching out of the leg. Ma'ani milabiyat, avu b'regel, bein sheposhto v'likopifo, o yikopifo v'liposhto k'shev. V'hu sheyesh chil b'yad, v'ho sheyesh, חילו ביד הרגל דווקא בדקה, אבל בגעסו, אין חילו ביד הרגל, איזה מהם שתוקי לא שתיף שתקשיר, וחיו געסו דינו כי בהימו דקה, וקישקש בזנובו, the kishkish with no more kshayu. Baby gaso, baby dak. The A. Now, what is the A? Afil refrain elevate. So by A, so even the twitching of the eye is considered as a vehicle and as an indication that there is still life in the eight. Or kishkish with no big shell. Vim bigmar shrite yotzom yomenu dam bikiruach shell. But that's the more that we went over. Kashe reya rei so rei kashe kam bishiseses kam bimrateses. So if it is bikiruach vigorously, so then it's a raya that the baby is delivered. But if it's mildly, she says, then it's no raya that behemoth is still in. V'imshoch ha'baray u'yoch u'ir ha'yisrul mocha mocha kisli b'is ha'shchit ha'muchoch imidav b'yidu ha'shiyot z'vid ma'shchit ha'derach k'ru ha'chuk shev v'akate ike trey simone b'gmore she'im hitil o'rei ma'shrezes k'sheyo v'imshishesez p'sulo u'vtzeekes. And about lowing, so there are two kinds of lowing. Lowing between rom and lowing because lomoch. Uvitzeekes v'kilo chozok sheiro v'imkilo chomush v'nomoch psuro v'adein yovi oroz zal lo yivio v'psoko v'gam arambam likos u'ba'lo yito koso shimaloch. The Gemara mentions that hitil rei vigorously, hitil rei vigorously, or if the behemoth emitted is a vigorous sound, so that's pirchus, that's a ryan baby still living. So the Balito paskens et la'aloche, but the Rambam does not pasken et la'aloche, and the Rosh does not pasken et la'aloche either. Why? Because the Rambam and the Rosh, since this is mentioned by the Blessed by Rabbi Yisi, so they hold that the Rabbanon achilik, and we mele, and we pasken like the Rabbanon. We pass like Rabbanon. Now, V'cholayu ha'simoni. Now we have to say that it's not a machlekes, let's say according to Rambam, it's a machlekes between Rabbi Yitzi and Rabbanon. So it's not a machlekes in Mitzias, because I suppose that as far as the Mitzias is concerned, so it's probably on the whole, most of the time, it's probably true that if a behemoth emits a heavy sound, a loud voice, at the end of the shchita, so it's a raya that the behemoth was still living. It's still living. But since a low voice is not a raya, so many times even a strong voice would not be a pirchus. So it's a machlekes between Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbanon is the question, how sure must we be in order to be matter behemoth? So, but the Balaito holds that even though Rabbi Yisi mentions it, but the Rabbanon Atchelik and the Rambam and the Rosh hold that since Rabbi Yisi says it and the Rabbanon don't say it, that means that the Rabbanon Atchelik and Rabbi Yisi. Ubalito kotze shim aloch, v'chol ila asimonim tzor shetase b'siv ha-shrite, avol mosol mitchilas ha-shrite, oi b'emtziyos ol imahan, v'od b'in ha-chan ha-simonim, dafke kishoyiso b'cheskas b'shekenes. אבל אם הוא בריאו, אפילו אין בו אחס בכל הסימונים קשה. יש נגנים שקוסבו שלא יתירו מסכנס על הסימונים, אלו בימי מס ישראל, משנת סימונים. So that one, so we see from that you miss again also, that it's not a guy who grew 100%, it's not conclusive. But it's fairly conclusive. Because if it had been 100%, so why should the game say that only Bibemas Yisroel, Avaloi Bibemas Noach, it's 100%. Then so it's fairly conclusive, but it's not thoroughly conclusive. So of course, Midraisa, we can rely on Rho. But Midrabonon, if there is no Hefshad Imam in Yisroel, so then you shouldn't rely on that Rho. And you shouldn't be mad. That's what the game is saying. Avaloi Bibemas Noach, Yubuchiva Acheres, Lugoyen, Misikenes, וישלוחי מוטל לישראל לשייכתו ולקח מלבוסו ומוטל לישראל לכניסו מן הלוח. All right, this is the tour.
10 slums. Now we say Mifacheses Arei Kechayel Chol Varel. What does it mean? Mifacheses, the literal meaning of Mifacheses means jerking, making all kinds of movements. So Vitzolo Shei Apirchu Misiv Ashrite Vilim Shei Chadachar Ashrite, because we had a Machlekes in Gemara where the Apirchu Sheomru in Bitzil Ashrite, Bemetz Ashrite, Bisev Ashrite, how do we pass that it's Bisev Ashrite? The Pirchus has to be Bisev Ashrite. Aber mit Philosse in der Mehl, kennst du ein Pirkus, wie wir mit Dako, wie Chayegasso, mit Dako, bin ich ein Poste Jodo, wie er Zero, und ich ein Poste Raglo, aber bin ich ein Loyer Zero, und ich ein Kopf für Raglo, wie Wad, habe ich ein Pirkus Mutter, aber Poste Jodo, wie er Zero, so, habe ich ein Assur, שאין זו אלו יצאו הסנפש בלבד, ובין לו גסו, אחד היד ואחד הרגל, בין שפושטו ולו יקופי פה, בין קופי פה ולו פושטו, הרי זה פירחוס מוטלס. So it is interesting. You see, by the Himogaso, so the mere stretching out of the foreleg, which is the counterpart of the arm in the man, so in the Himogaso, it's not symptomatic of exploration of light. Only in the Himogaso. But in human beings, many times, so the Tzias Nishome is coupled. Is coupled with the stretching out of the arm. Stretching out of the arm. Because a human being is not as vigorous as a Beimagasa. So Melee, if a Beimagasa, he stretches out an arm even though it doesn't draw it back. So it's not a raya of life activity. But on the contrary, it might be symptomatic of exploration of life. ובמגסו יחד ירד הרגע וישפושטו לא יקופו פה ואין קופו פה ולא יפושטו הרי זה פירקוס ומתארס ואם לא יפושטו לא יד ולרגע ולא יקופו פה כלל הרי זה נבל ובאי אפילו לא יריבחי פיריש מי אין כערב אי אפילו לא יריבחי אלו בעיני even though there was no more of a movement than the twitch of the eye even that is considered פירקוס ולוי קישקש, אלו ביזנובי, הרי זה פירקס. השם כזה שתיכנס בלילה לא יודע אם פירקס הרי זה סופי כדי ואילו ואסור. כדי להחכומים, that's the gemore about יחזקאל. כדי להחכומים לא יאיך לו אם הוא did not go over that portion of the gemore. כדי להחכומים לא יאיך לו אם בהימו של מרים בשיך לריסו, כדי שלו תומס, ואף על פי שפירקס הוא בסיף השקיטה, ודובו זה אין בי איסר, אלו קולורייצה להחמיר על עצמי, בדובו הרי זה משובה. So there is a bit of success. Not to partake of a behemo of Mizikene Shemishrito, even though he chose pills. And that is probably the mockery for the Shittas Hagenim, that only by behemas Yisroel or Yomatia, a behemo, Mizikene, that showed pills, at the end of the Shrite, because we see that many Amoroim refuse to partake of such a behemo. Why did they refuse? In other words, because there is a remote possibility that even with Pirchus, that the behemo was not as yet alive at the consummation of the Shrite. But we don't have a Bechayit, it's only a remote possibility. But since there is a remote possibility, so when there is no Hepsek Yisroel involved, so the Gaonim say, we should not be late. Right. Now, the Simen Yutches. Certainly more or less, the Simen Yutches we went over. Now, the basic sugya that we didn't go over, I don't think we did,
is Daf Yud Zayin, and that is a very basic sugya in Simen Yitzchak. There's a distinction between Geres and Misuchsachas. Now, turn to the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin. Daf Yud Zayin Omid Aleph. The last line, at the end of the Omid. Avui Dishmur. Chutz Mimad L'Kotzer Ram Giro. In other words, you cannot check it with a saw. A saw cannot be used as a sacrificial stick. Because a saw is full with kibbutz, with notches. Avui Dishmur Pogam. He deliberately made a notch. Vishoda. And descended to Eretz Yisrael to know, I mean, that was to inquire whether this kind of a notch will pass on the Shvita, this kind of a notch. So he used to send a knife with a shliach, with a certain kind of a pime, and then he waited for the answer from Eretz Yisrael as to whether that kind of a pime passes the Shvita or not. So, pogam vishoda. Show cholei kingirashonim, that when is the shchita psulo, only if it's so like a megillah, or like a saw. But if it's not like a saw, so then it's not possible. We'll soon see what it really means. Tone rabot, sakin, sheyesh bo bdimis harbei, if it's sakin has many bdimis, many notches, tidin kingir. So then it's treated like a saw. So naturally, the shchita is psulo. V'she'im bo b'gima achas, if it has only one b'gima, one notch, so then it depends. Ui geres psur, misuchseches ksheru. Now, ui geres, the Hebrew word of ui geres means to gather. The nimolo is ui geres. In Mishle it's mentioned that we should learn wisdom from the nimolo, from the end, how the nimolo is ui geres. Food, how the molo, the end, gathers, collects food. So in other words, so the term used there in that posik in Mishle is Igeres. Igeres Bakayitz, I think. So what does Igeres mean? Gather. So Igeres Psulo means if the Bgime is the kind of a Bgime that intercepts, it gathers. So, if it is a kind of a bime that intersects the knife, in other words, suppose this is the edge of the knife, and there is a bime, and then if I go over with the nail over the knife, so then my nail will become intercepted. It will be caught, trapped by the gun, by the notch. So that's a geres. So a geres psulo misuchseches ksheir. Now, what does misuchseches mean? Misuchseches means that it's not a real gime. It doesn't have two edges. The Gemara explains it. Geres means it has two edges, and misuchseches means it has only one edge. It has only one edge. Now this would be a real gime. It has two edges. But let's say I wouldn't be able to do it with my finger, but with a knife I would be able to do it. In other words, you make just a very mild gum, and as you go over it, so like this, so you don't feel. But when you have to go up again, then you feel. That would be misuchseches. Then you'll feel misuchseches. Now, so igeres psulom, misuchseches ksheru. Heichadam yu igeres, heichadam yu misuchseches. Omer ablezer, igeres mishtei ruches. If the gam, the gime, has two edges, so then it's igeres, so it's psulom. Even though it has only one gime, not two. So, misuchseches miwachachas. Misuchseches means that it's hechid gime. In other words, only one edge it has. It doesn't have the other edge. Now let's say the same time, similar kind of criterion we find, I mean, they're just accidental. I mean, there is no connection in regard to Aroves, you know. So if an Arove has Guinness, you know, Natchez, so then it's a Raya, it's like an Arove, it's absolute. So it's possible. But there are certain kind of Guinness, Natchez, say, that do not pass it, that do not indicate that it is subsequent. So it all depends. Certain kinds of Aroves you find Guinness that have two edges. And other, so that's a Raya, it's not an Arovo. But others, if you go, so you'll see that when you go down at first, so you don't feel, your nail will not become intercepted. But then as you go up, so it becomes intercepted. So that is a beginner that is like Misuchesech. It has only one edge. Misuchesech is Mubachat. So the Gemara is a kash. Ma'ishne mishtei uches. Why do we say that if it has only one beginner that is a geras with two edges, so then it's possible, even though just one beginner, one act. So, the Miroshe Kame Machrish, the first edge, cuts the skin of the Beis Hashrite, Umereshe Basre Boza. And the second edge, when the Sakim comes, collides, comes in contact, when the second edge of the beginning comes in contact with the Beis Hashrite, he just pierces the Beis Hashrite. That's why the Shechita is possible. So Miruach Achas Name. So even if the gap in the Saki has only one edge, but Chufa the Saki and Machrish, the sharpness of the edge of the Saki itself is capable even before the beginning comes in contact with the organs. Just the sharpness of the sakin is capable of cutting open the skin. They are misashkite. And then what pierces, what cuts the semen itself, the edge. So it should be possible even if it has only one edge. So the Gemara says, Dikoi arei shel isakine. When do we say that we get it, that sachseches is ksheiro? Sachseches means only one edge. If there was a beginner with one edge, so it's ksheiro, kikin dikoi arei shel isakine. Now, here there is a machlekes, a basic machlekes, between Rashi on one hand and the Rif and the Rambam on the other hand. Rashi and the Rif. I mean, the Rambam Shiki is the same as the Rif Shiki. According to Rashi, so koi arishel sakine means that when we say that we sachseches, I should have taken a plastic knife. Then use a piece of paper. Okay. Now, so when do we say that? So according to Rashi, the koi arishel sakine means, now let's say here is the cut of the sakine. Here is the cut of the sakine. Here is the cut of the sakine. And here is the reisha sakine. So when do we say that misachseches is ksheiro? Only when that gimme that has only one edge is located at the beginning at the reisha sakine. At the reisha sakine. So melee, if it is located at the reisha saki, so then you cannot say that the sharpness of the saki will cut open the yabis ashrite, and then the edge, the single edge, will cut the organ. Because if the misachseches, the gimel misachseches, would be in the middle of the sakin, so then it would be possible. Misachseches would also be possible. Because if the, let's say, if this would be, either Mishachseches, would be in the middle of the Saki. So the Sheikhet will take, let's say here is the Tzadar Rabbeinu, and he'll take with the Saki, will start drawing the Saki of the Tzadar Rabbeinu. So the initial portion of the Saki will cut open the air of Pesach Shemitah. Then, by the time this given Misuchseches will reach the organ, so the air of Pesach Shemitah already be cut open. So then, the organ, the simony, will be pierced by the edge of the given. So then it will be possible. But when do we say that Misuchseches is Ksheiro only if that beginning of Misuchseches is at the beginning of the Saki? So maybe it's impossible to cut open the Eyob Yisashchite and to cut open the Eyob Yisashchite with the sharpness of the Saki. So then the Eyob Yisashchite will have to be cut open with the edge. Now that wouldn't hassle the heime, because you can use isakim poking in cutting open the yomisashlite. So by the time that the organ is in contact with the sakim, so then it will be beyond the beginning, because the beginning is the beginning, and he is melech the sakim. So the koyim areishen isakim. Now let's see the Rashi. The kaima arish is akim. Now this is the third small line above the first big line Rashi. The kaima arish is akim. Shekishi hischi lehilich lo yokiach misakim lahashpul lachlish. Ache over abgam vein kam sofik shemu noga huket the edge. We see. This is how Rashi explains it. Now the Gemara asks, save ki azle machlishe ki ose boza. Kiyose is boza. In other words, true, even if the beginning, Misuchseches, happens to be in the beginning of the Sakim, some melee, that beginning will not come in contact with the organ itself. Because before the organ itself, the reshet or the konek, can come in contact with the Sakim, first you have to cut open the ear misashim. So the way of Yisashchite will be cut open by the portion of the Sakim that has been given. And then, by the time that the Sakim comes in contact with the organ itself, so it will not be the portion of the Sakim that is at the beginning, where the beginning is, but it will be this portion of the Sakim, which is already towards the end of the Sakim. But when the Sheikha checks, so first is Melech and then is Levi. So Melech, so true that at the time when he's Melech, so the portion of the Sakim that has the beginning in it, it does not collide with the organ. But the other portion that has no beginning collides with the organ. But then when he's Levi, when he draws back the Sakim, so then the organ will collide with the beginning, and the beginning will pierce the organ, so it will be minabel, the behemoth. So that's what the Gemara is kashing. So, save, kios le machlish, kios le boza, kigin shehilich blehim. So in other words, that means that when we say misachseches ksheiro, so there are two prerequisites. Misachseches is ksheiro only if the beginning that has only one edge is at the beginning of the Saki. And number two, the other prerequisite, that he made just the Roche and not the Goy. Because even if the Begime that has only one edge is at the beginning of the Saki, over here, but he makes the Roche and the Goy, so it's true. In the course of the Roche, so the edge had no opportunity to collide with the organ Simone. But then when he draws it back, when he's made the Saki, then it will collide. So then it will be minabel behemi. So when is it ksheiro? It's ksheiro only when there are two prerequisites. Number one, that the begime that is misachseches is at the beginning of the Sakim. And number two, when he makes Yosef Rochel not Havoy. Now, suppose the Mishuchseches, instead of being at the beginning of the Sakim, would be near the Katan the Sakile. So then, it will also be kosher. If he is maybe Melech, if it's at the beginning of the Sakim, so it's kosher, only if it's Melech, or maybe it's a Sakim. And if it's near the Katan the Sakile, so then it will be kosher, if it's maybe Melech. This is Rashi's job. Now let's see the Rashi inside. So he says, Dicky. Alright, we already went over the Rashi. Oh, ushtosik sheyoch adum bebereish el sakine uchsheilich v'leivi v'afil hochel yishrik v'chatchile shemelilich v'yevi. So Omar Ove, gimu mideis v'sakim v'geras v'yishrik v'imshoch ashtosik psulo. That Rashi was on this part. Misuchseches v'yishrik v'lechatchile v'imshoch ashtosik sheyro eile v'yevi v'sakim sheyichim v'lechatchile. What's eile v'yevi? Eile v'yevi means suppose the sakim had many pieces and then you fire the door. So there, it's not straight, but it has no matches. Because it had gimmicks at one time, then you fire the door, you are mashed with it. So there, it's not really straight. It's only, it goes up, it ascends and descends. But there is no gimmick. See, even though it's not straight, it goes in its length, but on account of the fact that it was filed off, so even though it's not straight, it's in its length, it is still smooth and without any gimmicks. So then it's kosher. So you can use it even with chatchila, but misuchseches, even if you have both prerequisites, so with chatchila you shouldn't use it. Why? Because when is misuchseches kosher? Only if there is one single gimmick with one edge, and that is Bereishit Sakine, and he made the Rochel without a boy. But the Chatzilah shouldn't shecht it, because he might forget and make a boy too. So then, he'll be Menag of the Behemoth. So the Mele Chatzilah, even if he's determined to make just the Rochel without a boy, he should not use it. But the Eved, if he's sure he made just the Rochel, and without a boy, and it was at Bereishit Sakine, so it's Mutter. This is Rashi's Pshat. So according to Rashi, when is Misuchseches Kshero De'eved? Only if it was Bereishit Sakine. Now, according to Rashi, Bereishit Sakine means at the beginning of the Sakine. And if he made just the boy without the Lohe, so only when it was near the Kata Sakine, near the hand. According to the Rif of the Rambam, Bereishit Sakine means something else. It doesn't make any difference whether the Gam is at the beginning of the Sakine or in the middle, or towards the end of the Sakim, doesn't make any difference. But, in other words, let's say, if you make Yilochet, just Yilochet, it can be even in the middle of the Sakim. Let's say, here. So if the sakin is this way and he makes Yilochet and he doesn't have two edges, if there's just one edge, so as he draws, let's say the sakin over the tzavar abeimo, so if it has just one edge, so the mele, when it goes down, it doesn't become trapped. But then if it goes up, it will become trapped. You see, suppose here there is just one edge in this gimmick. Over here, one edge. Here there is no other edge. So mele, if you leave the sakim, so going down, it doesn't become intercepted. It doesn't become intercepted in the gimmick of the sakim. So the organ will not become intercepted because it goes down. So if you make yiloch, and it has only one edge, and here there is no edge. So, if it will have two edges, so then, it true, when it goes down, it will not become intercepted. But then, when here, it will have to go like this, so it will become intercepted. But if it has only one edge, So then, when it goes down, it doesn't become intercepted. So the male, it's not another, it doesn't become intercepted. The organ does not become intercepted and cut and trapped in the naked, in the sake. What is a gimme? Gimme means a slight naked, a dent in the sake. So, memele, so if it has only one edge and is only melech, so memele it will not become trapped. But if it's melech and maybe, so then, when it goes out again, so then it will become trapped. So according to Rashi, when is it mutar misachseches? Only if its duration is akine. According to the Rif, it doesn't make any difference. It can be in the middle. As long as the Reish is akine means the one that gime, that it goes down. So only if you are melech, and not maybe, because if you are maybe, even though it has only one edge, but then when you are maybe again, so then it will become trapped.
Vice versa is also true.
And the same thing, if it makes it void, so then, on the contrary, it has to be that edge that is here, let's say, if it makes it void, so this edge is alright. And if it is a boy, so this edge is all right, not the other edge. Now let's see the two. Hashem chet b'sakim gumo b'duko v'nimtzis gumo hareiz nevela. Now that we learn the Gemara. So that we learn the Gemara the Machlokes between Rabbuna and Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda is making that even if it was Negiya just Be'etzem HaMachlokes, Loishom HaBartzonis. So it is still Muter Miteres Vachile, because we are dealing with Hokeh that the Sakin became Pogo as a result of the Sakin's collision with the Etzem HaMachlokes. And Rabune is machia that even if he shows up at some of the shrite, we still cannot be dealing with Hokeo, but we don't pass him completely like Rav Chisda, we don't pass him completely like Rabune, we pass him in the case of Shomab Atomis, then we are dealing with Hokeo, like Rav Chisda, but in the case of Loi Shomab Atomis, but just Noga Be'etzem HaMachlokes, then we're not in the Hokeo, then we pass for like a fist. Hashem Bisakim Dukov Nimtzis Gumo, Harizen Ebeim. After we know Gabetz Manafrekes. So in that case, according to Rav Chisda, we are in the Hokeo. Ein Teilin Shem Nivgam Beim, Achashrite. Elo Chashinon, Shemo Beim Nivgam, Vinimtzo Sheshochad Bisakim Gumo. Vapiru Beim, Vikosa Barambam, Apiru Hiktano Beyeisea, Vilo Hiskia Chagira Sipem. Now, I don't know whether we were told that this Gemara, but this is the Gemara. Now, turn to the Gemara that you dine on the base, right after the Gemara that we discussed just now. So, alright. So let's finish the whole Gemara. Omer Ravune, Preid Ravachem El Ravashi. Amre Klo Mishnei Dirov, Misuchseches Psulo, Vyoho, Ise. ואום הרוב ומסוכסכס כשאירו לא יקשו כאן שאירך ואילי כאן שאירך ואילי אומר לי רבחה בריד רבב יל רבשה דמיה לי ססומי ססו means that's an on AWA that's the head of an oat the head of it so suppose the saki looks like the head of an oat like an on so is that considered a b'gime or it's not considered a b'gime. So he says, "Omalei my yoivon bishre vachlim." Now that's not a gimel. It might look like a gimel, but if it looks like the head of an oat, or another ear of grain, like an on, so that's not a gimel. Omer Rav Chisda minayin l'dikasakim nateira shenema ujishchatetem bozev achalte. Pshite. Why do we need any psukim that bdike has to take place? After all, what does bdike mean? To make sure that there is no dent, that there is no notch in the sakim. Naturally, if there is notch in the sakim, so then the shchita is a shchita psulah. Why do we need psukim? So it doesn't cut, it pierces. It doesn't cut. So, so the chochom comes. So what we mafiz means, how do we know that the sheikhet has to show the sakim to the chochom? V'om rabbi yechanan, v'yom ul ha'ri sakim chochom el nikrini shal chochom, mid rabbonon, ukro asmach tebaum. Now, v'marove bat kelei b'shimshi. So, in Marove in Eretz Yisrael, they were accustomed, before they used the sakim shal shrita ani v'hime, they looked at it, they inspected the sakim in the sun, in the sunlight. Now let's see the Rashi. How does Rashi explain it? Bishimshe. Neisni neiso bishemesh. You place it in the light of the sun, v'reim b'chudo. And you look at its edge. Mishnachine helich u'mamido bishemesh chudo l'maylo u'mistakil b'tzilo shal sakim. V'mishgam b'sakim nika u'bitzeo. Shachamo nechnesin b'gam. So that took just the Rashi. What does it mean? B'marove they were bathing in the sun. One pshat, we just looked at it in the sun. You can see very well, even the slightest dent. So they had to look at it in the sun, in the sunlight. And the other pshat is, they had to look at it to see whether in the shadow of the sakim there was any dent. Sometimes, if you cannot see, the dent is so small, you cannot see it on the sakim itself, but if you look very attentively in the shadow of the sakim, so then you might notice it. Alright. So, in Aldoye they were bathing the sakim in water. Now let's see. Here we also have two shades. We say, Bimaye heife chudo limato, umiliach al pnei amayim, v'neivamat, v'nyesh gam uketz esek im echitz v'mayim balechos. In other words, you put, let's say, a cup of water, in a clean with water. So you put the sakim. So if there is any dent, if there is any notch, so then there will be a chritz in the mayim. You'll notice a certain bubble in the water. As a result, why? Because a drop of water will penetrate into that notch, into that dent. So that's why you'll see a bubble. So that's the way to notice, to detect a very minute dent, a very minute notch. That's one pshat. Then Mishnah Achine heifechudo lemaylo veichzo biyodoi bishepua areishu lemato umatif alchino beetzboi im yesh gam neiflim shom veichilim leilechat reisho lo shime. Alright, then the Gemara says Rav Sheishes bodaklo birishlishi. I don't think that they are shochtim today who could do that. In other words, they were building the sakim on the tip of the tongue. Rabbi Yaakov, bodaklo b'chut asar. Well, you have to have a lot of expertise to do that, to be bathed b'chut asar. Bisure amre, bisre achre, bisre livdike. In other words, the sakim is used upon boso, and you want to lead the boso, so you have to be bathed on the boso too. So in other words, what do you have to do? So, Omer Apope, tzriche b'dike, abisre, v'atufre, v'atlo truchese. Now, the Gemara of Tlat Truchese, we went over once, in connection with the suge of Sakin Shalibno, chibido kiyom libuno, so, whether it's Alib Yilchese or not Alib Yilchese, so we went over this Gemara. So the Gemara says, Apope says, we have to be bedike saki, and the boso of the finger, and the nail. Now we don't do it. We are only bathing on the nail. I mean, no one will dare be bathing the sakim over the finger because then it will cut his finger. But the Gemara mentions that the proper way to be bathing the sakim is to be bathing it at Tlat Ruchese. That means the center edge and the two side edges of the sakim. And that's the machlekes in the Gemara, whether you have to be made it whether you have to inspect the side edges. So one Mandoma says that b'sashchite mir b'chovach. So you don't have to inspect the side edges, only the center edge. But we paskin that you have to be bedek not only the center edge of the sakin, not only the center edge of the sakin, but even the side edges. There, here, and here, and here, the center edge of the sakin. And he has to do it. He has to do it derech loche, derech voe, and on the finger, and on the nail. Now, so you make loche voe on the finger. You make loche voe on the finger. At lat ruches. So it's 3 times 2. So it's 6 bdikis. Then you make loche voe on the nail. At lat ruches. So it's again 3 times 2. So it's another 6. So it's 12. So how many dikis according to the Gemara does the Sheikh have to make? 12 dikis. And that's the smach of Ushchatitem Boze. So Beis is 2, and Zion is 7, is 9, and Hey is 5. It's Zion and Hey. Boze. So it's the Zion and the Hey. So Zion is 7, and the Hey is 5. So it's 12. So you have to make 12 digits. 12 digits. Alright. Omer Rav Popet, Schirchev, Dike, Abishev, Atuf, Atlat, Vuchasev. Omer Lehi, Rabin El Ravashi, Omer Rav Somme, Breid, Rav Mishar, Shiyem Shmoch, De Amrato, Ez Midrovi, Schirchev, Dike, Abishev, Atuf, Atlat, Vuchasev. Omer Lehi, Abishev, Atuf, on the bottom of the finger, and on the nail. So Amre, Atlat, Vuchasev, Loi Amre. Ike De Amre, Abishev, Atuf, Atlat, Vuchasev, Amre. Mish Midrovi, Loi Amre. Rabin El Ravashi, Rabin El Ravashi, Rabin El Ravashi, Ravashi, Aizim Sakir, Kamei, De Ravashi, Lipnik, Lipnik, Omer Lehi, Ravashi, Rabin El Ravashi, Bitko, Botko. Atufre va bisre va tat ruchese. Omer yash. Ve khino ma fkame. Rav yim ma omer atufre va bisre tsrikh at tat ruchese lo tsrikh. Lo tsrikh. Mi lo omer rav zeir ma shmuel mit sakh shokh ba gem. Ish khitos ik shiro shkhitu do kayu ni buno vi kashlon. Vo yike tsodin va amrin om dei hashkhit mi ba khovach. Vo khname bis hashkhit mi ba khovach. So that's the machle, it's what we pass to that that truch is also. Omer avune baraftine, omer avshine in belokish, Show is Gimese. Gimase is in the Pesach. Gimase is in the prayer. Gimase is in the Kotch. We have Hildo Ma and Gimasaki. We eat or we hunger to my. We come on Gimoson to the Gimasa Mizbeach. So that means Saki shall speak also. What is the shield of the Gam that will pass on the Saki? Give him Gimasa Mizbeach. We have Gimasa Mizbeach. Give him Shetalia Botsipere. Now, so there is a machlokes between the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis and the Rosh in Berek Abayis. And the Rosh agrees with the Rosh in Berek Abayis. So the Shio B'gime Saki is Kishitalga Botziperet. Now, so the Rashbo explains the Targa Bo is like Haguro. What do you mean Haguro? Haguro means a girl. In other words, that means that the shiur of a bime to pass the sakin is if it is so large that it will, the tzipere will become trapped, will become intercepted. Let's say, if this is the sakin, if this is the sakin, and I draw my nail over the sakin, here is the gam. So then look, as I reach this gum, this dent, this notch, it becomes intercepted. My nail becomes intercepted. It becomes hollow, the way a girdle intercepts and encompasses and circles the wounds of a person. So it means from the same word as chagur. And